When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Hi!
Hello!
Kumusta po kayong lahat? Hi, I know you too! Oh, it's Good Friday today, right?
Yes.
So Friday na Friday po dito sa US. Nagsimba ka ba, Gcas?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yun ang sabihin ko. Oh, para sa ikakatuwa ng aking mommy at daddy.
Yes, yes. Sa Sunday.
Yes.
Sa Easter Sunday,
so
definitely.
So how are you
today? I'm good. Siyempre, busy, trabaho, paglalako, lahat na kuracha.
Yes.
Ikaw.
The woman of many hats.
I know, right? Let me borrow your hat, Jcas.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine doesn't produce money like yours. That's the difference.
God, I hope. Oh, my God. So, we're so excited po ngayong araw na to. Kasi special na naman po ang aming guest. My God. Imagine, my Emmy Award winner.
Yes.
Can you, twice pa.
Social na social.
At ang gwapo. Ang cute, grabe.
Siyempre.
I know, and we're so delighted and so proud na he finally said yes, actually. Kasi I know he's so busy, but my God, thank you, Mark,
yeah,
for saying yes to Over a Glass or Two. My God, so at least ngayon, Jcas, it's not that cold anymore. It's kind of chilly, but next week it's going to be...
It's still chilly at night. Actually, I like the cold. I like the fourth season, so I don't mind.
Yes.
You know, I love the fashion, the changing of the seasons with it. So,
yes,
you know, bring it on, whatever it is.
Yes, bring it on. But starting next week, it's going to be 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I think it's, yes, bikini beach time.
Not yet. Oh my God, not yet. I hope so.
No. Yeah, pwede na mag-beach daw, sabi ng weatherman.
Oh, yeah?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. So next weekend, ayan na. Aabangan po natin yan. Tsaka guys, ha, New York Auto Show actually starts tomorrow. So if you guys want to check it out,
well,
so
parang ano ka, nagbibenta ka ng ticket.
I know, right? Sana may commission
para
po kahit 1%.
Na naman, wait, you didn't tell me.
No, I hope so. So anyways, sige na po. I will introduce our special guest for today, tomorrow, tonight.
Hindi tayo na good morning.
Kasi na-excite na ako eh.
Ano ka ba?
Oh my God. So anyways, good morning, good evening, good afternoon po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong mundo, especially sa mga TFC subscribers, FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook, and YouTube. Jcas, ikaw naman.
Yes, tumagal yung chit-chat natin eh.
From
Brooklyn, Paul, good morning sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe. First.
My God, ayan, excited na po kami sa aming special guest ngayon kasi naman Emmy Award winner nga, twice pa talaga. So, my God, almost, I'm so excited to pick his brains. because I know he can impart a lot of his inspiring stories that everyone will be inspired, di ba? Parang, syempre, you never know, one of these days, merong mga sumunod na mga kabataan dyan, di ba?
Para lumibel naman tayo sa kanya.
Yes, di ba? Ayan, uy, Tita Mahi's here. Hi, Tita Maha!
Hi, Tita Maha!
So anyways, ito na po. I will introduce our special guest for today, tonight, this afternoon, anywhere around the world, kung nasan po kayong lahat. So anyway, we are extremely proud of our next guest this morning. He is a two-time Emmy Award-winning Filipino-American. He has worked as a producer for The Tyra Banks Show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and a supervising producer on CBS talk show, The Talk. Oh my God. Dami, Diyos ko. Parang hindi ko na mabilang. Walang kwenta. He even had his own show interviewing famous Hollywood celebrities, The On Your Mark Show. He has graced Hollywood most elite red carpets and rubbed elbows with several celebrities like Alec Mappa, Sharon Osbourne, Vivica, how do you pronounce it?
Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox and many more. Yun lang naman, Diyos ko Lord. Kilalanin po natin siya at alamin ang kanyang buhay-buhay at of course ang kanyang successful story. Guys, let's welcome producer and host, Mark Anthony Nicholas!
Wow! What an introduction!
My God, kulang pa yun, Mark?
Oo, kailangan kasi, Mark, we have to match your red jacket.
Oh,
yes! Yes!
Your energy is already matched. I love your energy. I love your vibe. And I love your show.
Oh my God. And you know what? We're so excited. I have a feeling that if we meet in person, both of us will be like, the three of us will, you know, like our energy is like so high.
Isama na natin si Kenneth Barlis.
Oh my God. I love Kenneth Barlis. That's from, Kenneth Barlis made that, right?
Kenneth Barlis did make this. It's a bomber jacket specifically designed for my birthday, which was on April 1st.
Wow.
I wanted a bomber jacket that was, you could dress up and you could dress down. So basically what he did, he designed this. It's a very sports jacket collared. Then you have this burgundy sheer and hand-stitched floral around here. And then after that, it zips up and zips down. So if you want to cool off or heat it up, it's every which way you want to go.
Oh my God. I feel like you're selling Kenneth Barlis.
HSN. Wait a minute.
Exactly. But I guess you're friends with Kenneth Barlis. Are you close to him?
Yes, I am friends with Kenneth Barlis. He has been designing my suits for so long, for the Emmys, for the red carpets, for my birthdays. And my go-to designer is Kenneth Barlis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we
God.
Just had him like a week ago.
A week ago, we had an interview with him. My God, we're so proud.
But
2 weeks ago. Oh my God, he's amazing. His story is so inspiring.
And he's a genius.
Exactly. And I knew him before he actually blew up, before he became this Kenneth Barlis on Project Runway, before he actually dressed the stars. So it's nice to know how humble he was then, and he still is humble now. And he is an amazing creator of men's and women's, of any ethnicity, of any color, and his actual designs are very timeless. Because you could wear this like literally 5 or 10 years from now, and I could put it on you, Jesse, and you'll rock it.
Jason,
you could rock it too, right?
Oh
yeah,
my God.
I can see it.
It's so beautiful. Belated happy birthday. Thank April you. 1st, April Fool's Day.
Wow.
Fool's Day, yes.
Oh wow.
Belated happy birthday.
Thank oh hi,
you.
Dorothy's here. Nelson Binigay. Good morning from the Philippines. Dorothy, are you having fun in Hong Kong? Hi.
Hi to the kids. Dorothy, please. In Hong
I
Kong.
Know. Oh, naman
and before we move on,
yes,
Mark, say hi to your to our global friends, especially in TFC and I Want TFC.
Yes.
Great. I just want to say thank you so much to TFC and I Want TFC for supporting me and for making the best television network possible.
Grabe, no? I mean, diba? Wait, I'm so excited that... Because I know the On Your Mark show was like a few years ago. So, may aabangan ba kami na new show coming?
So, basically, the On Your Mark show was on the Lifestyle Network, which was a branch of TFC. So, basically, I was the first Filipino host to interview mainstream celebrities, such as Lance Bass from NSYNC, Vivica A. Fox, Sharon Osbourne, Vanessa Lachey, and the list goes on and on. So it lasts for one season, and then it got picked up for another season. And then after that, I just had to, you know, cool it down a little bit to actually focus on my career. And that's why, like, I went on the Kelly Clarkson show and The Talk. So I do love being in front of the camera, and I do love being in back of the camera as well. So I'm a man of many hats.
My God, I'm so, I'm having goosebumps by, like, you're saying all these things, like, what's going on with your life. You're like Kenneth Barless, right? Like, like mga kuracha, right? Like,
it's the company you keep. That's
exactly.
How it is.
It's so true. It's so true.
Exactly. That's why my mom always said, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are.
It's so true.
And, yeah. So basically, if you have five circle of friends, those are the friends that mirror you inside and out. So if you have a friend that is inspiring and motivating, you'll be that way. So it's kind of like a mirror effect. When you see someone, when you see a friend, you see a resemblance of yourself as well. So my mom always says, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are.
Oh my God. That's why you've been friends with Kenneth, right? And I'm sure you're also so humble in person, right? I'm sure. Just like Kenneth Barless, my God.
So you sinabi ng mom mo rin na show me your boyfriends and I'll show you who you are.
Yes, that would be like probably 100,000.
Not too busy.
Yes, not too busy.
Right, so yeah, I said 102,000. So I have 102,000 boyfriends.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Very friendly.
Very friendly. But you know what? Before we start talking about your life, digging in deeper about your secret to success, of course, we have this. We have to, ano tawag nito? Toast, yes. We have to grace you on our show. Yes, oh yeah. What are you drinking?
This is hot tea.
Okay,
there you go. I love your hot tea, and I have kombucha.
Me too.
And what do you have, Jesse?
Coffee.
Perfect.
Yes, mamaya, malalasing na tayo. Joke sa coffee natin.
Joke lang po.
So anyways, all right. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome Mark Anthony Nicholas. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you so much. And what I always say too, whenever I toast, I always say, may we be blessed with love, happiness, and success. Because those are the three pillars in my life. You need love because love conquers all. You need happiness because happiness and health is overall. And you need success. Whether you're a mom, whether you're a CEO of a business, you're successful what you want. So again, may we be blessed with love, happiness, and success.
Oh my God. Cheers to that. I'm going to say that too all the time.
Gusto ko yan.
Oh my God.
I say every time when I'm going out to, you know, dinner or when I'm with my friends. And it's just something nice to say, you know, you have to take a step back and just say, wow, we are blessed with love, happiness, and success.
Wow. Oh my God. So anyways, come on. Let's take a picture. Tas kwentuhan na tayo. Okay, go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ayan, kwentuhan na tayo.
Mark, ayan. We don't know. Ayan, Jesse, bago tayo magsimula. Wait.
Yes.
Nag-iba yung frame, but I can see it's peeping from your back. The golden girls.
Oh, the golden girls.
Yes.
So can you tell us something about your golden girls, your Emmy awards?
Yes. So I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm the first and only Filipino producer on The Talk on CBS. So not only winning one Emmy Award, but winning two Emmy Awards, it's honestly not for me, but actually for our whole community in the Philippines, because as a child growing up in the Philippines, my mom was from Pasig and my dad was from Sampaloc. So I come from humble beginnings. I didn't grow up rich whatsoever, but the thing that it is like I grew rich at heart. When I came here to America when I was 4 years old, I always knew that I wanted to be like on television. So like when I was 7 years old, I always planted my face on the television screen and my mom would be like, Anak, why are you always like watching television? But little did she know, I wasn't watching it for entertainment purposes. I was actually at the age of 7 dissecting the lighting, the monologue, the dialogue.
Really?
Side at 7 years
at
old.
7 years old.
I didn't know what that was doing, but in my head, I was like looking at the background of a JCast or like the background or what you're wearing too. As a 7-year-old child, that just doesn't happen, or that's just like out of the ordinary. While my friends were like watching like movies or playing hopscotch, I was dissecting television shows like The Brady Bunch or Three's Company or stuff like that. And then at the end of the credits one day, I'm like, Mom, what are those names at the bottom, at the end of the television show? She's like, Anaga, those are the names of the people that worked on the television show. And I said, Mama, watch, one day you're going to see my name on a television show. And fast forward 25 years later, I still get chills of me seeing my name, Mark Anthony Nicholas, at the end of Kelly Clarkson's show, at the end of Tyra Banks' show, at the end of The Talk at CBS, because I am the only Filipino producer on those talk shows. So I have to represent, and I have to make my community and my tradition and also my culture known, because in a land of white people that are dominating the entertainment industry, it just takes only one person, one Filipino person to break that ceiling, and that is I.
Oh my God. I am so proud. Oh my God, look at your mom. Are you so close to your mom?
So my mom passed away of breast cancer 13 years ago. So basically when I was working on the Tyra Banks show in New York City, I was working there for 3 years, and my sister called me and said, hey, Anthony. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, you know, Mom has stage 4 breast cancer, so we just want to let you know. And as a person that is thriving and vibing on the Tyra Banks show, it's either family or it's your career. It took me not even a second to say, like, I am going to buy a one-way ticket back home. So I told Tyra and the rest of the producers what was my situation. And so I left this budding career to leave behind New York City, leave behind Tyra Banks, leave behind the number one talk show on the network, and then fly back home to my mom. And luckily that's what I had to do, because when I landed, she only had 2 weeks left because she was brought into hospice. And when she took her last breath, I felt like, when she took her last breath, like when she died, a part of me died with her, because I felt like a mother's love never dies. The reason why I always keep on bringing up my mom's name, and the reason why everyone says, like, why do you like always bring her up in interviews? And I'm like, because she is my legacy, and I need her legacy to live. She's not here with us in the physical world. She's not with us, but she is with us in spirit. So as a mom that gave birth, I was inside her for 9 months. She was with me she died when she was 60 years old, which was still young.
Oh my God.
I had to make a sacrifice of my career, because she had to make a sacrifice leaving her family and her friends from the Philippines and starting a new life in America. So this is the least that I could do. So when I buried her, like, I felt like I was actually fell into depression for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And it was the worst 6 months ever, because I didn't have a job because I left Tyra. I didn't know what I was doing. I lost my mother, and I just had to figure things out. So I was online, and I was like, da 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 da. And then I'm like, they're like, new CBS talk show looking for producers. So I'm like, I'm like, this is a sign from my mother saying, like, apply and not apply. So then I applied, da 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 da. Not even an hour, I got a response. They're like, hi, Mark, this is this talk. We would love to interview you. So I literally drove my car to Studio City on CBS, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And so I met with a creator of the talk, and she said, like, Mark, I really love how your work ethic is on par with ours, how you had a resume with Tyra Banks and the Ellen Show. And she's like, do you see these lists of resumes here? And literally, Jesse and JCast, it was probably 200 resumes of producer vying for one more position. She's like, you see this, all these resumes? I'm like, yeah, I do. What is it? And she's like, well, I'm going to put him to the side. Congratulations. You're the last producer hired on The Talk on CBS.
Oh,
wow, I'm having goosebumps.
God.
Yeah. And JCast and Jesse, that was season one. It is season 13. I started out as a producer, then promoted to a senior producer. And I am the first and only supervising producer on The Talk on CBS.
Wow. God bless you.
Right. I feel like my mom is like guiding me in the right direction as well.
First and foremost, sorry about your mom, but going back to what you said, you fell into depression, right? So
yeah.
you quit the Tyra Banks show. So it's good that, you know, for those 6 months, I know you're wallowing in your depression, but you're still there. You hope. What made you, you know, not do anything bad and all that? Because it's hard, right? Because basically your brain is just, you're probably just locked down in your house. So what made you go on and actually go in for 6 months and actually apply?
Right. So JCast, yeah. So I did lose three things in those 6 months. One, I lost my mom. Two, I lost my job. And three, I felt like I lost hope. And those three things are brewing inside me. And of course, like as any other person, I did fall into depression. And in those 6 months, I was with my dad, and with my dad always crying and me being there for him, I felt like I had to be there for him as well. Losing hope, my mom, and also my job, it really put a toll on me, not only like mentally, but also physically. I lost like 15 pounds. I didn't want to eat. Mm. I was always like sleepless nights. But, you know, I felt like, you know, at that point in life, like when I said, oh, let me put my laptop on and let me go on and see what's out there. Like that was the first thing I saw. So at that time, at that moment, at that energy, I think the synergy of worlds, of my mom, of my, you know, sleepless nights, it all came together for that moment to open up my laptop and see hiring The Talk producers. And for me, being hired on the spot compared to 200 resumes, it really gave me a sense of hope and a sense of joy. And wow, this is like amazing. So for the first time in 6 months, I felt alive. And I felt like, wow, this is going for me. And I think it's just a sign of God and a sign from the universe.
Exactly.
Things happen at the right time, at the right place.
Galing, no. But you know, I want to know more about that, producing your stints. But I'm so curious, like, how did you start being a producer? Like, where did, because usually, I know that you took up journalism, correct?
I did.
Right? Journalism, and work in as a pharmacy tech, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Olive Gardens as a waiter. So how did it start? Like, tell us, cuento.
Yeah, so chica. So I was a student at Cerritos College. So I had a major in journalism with an emphasis in communications.
Okay.
So basically what I did is that, like, I was studying, but like I needed to pay my bills. So I was a waiter at Olive Garden. And so I was waiting tables, and I was waiting tables also at BJ's restaurant. So I was a waiter at two restaurants, one at Olive Garden and one at BJ's restaurant.
At what age?
To pay the bill. This was in my late 20s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my late 20s, that was already a latecomer to actually be starting in the entertainment industry. So then I sent my resumes to Oprah Winfrey Show and CBS and NBC, and it was always denied because I had no experience.
Exactly.
I had no experience in production. I had no experience whatsoever. So one day, my coworker Lindsay, who was a cocktail server, she's like, bye, Mark. And I'm like, hey, girl, where are you going? And she's like, I'm out of here. I'm like, well, where are you going? She's like, I just got a job as a production coordinator on a reality show. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yes. And she's like, bye. And I'm like, wait, Lindsay, I'm all, please think of me if there's a production assistant job available. I would love to work with you. And she's like, okay. I'm like, I'm never going to see her again.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she basically said, bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Bye, girl, bye.
Bye.
So after that, I'm like waiting tables. And then I'm like, oh, my God, Lindsay's calling. And I'm like, hello. She's like, Mark. I'm like, what? She's like, there's a production assistant job available. I'm like, really? And she's like, yes, you have to come and interview. And then so I went and interview. And then so the thing was, is that it paid minimum wage, the 12-hour days from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. And literally it was $100 a day, which was like nothing.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was really tough. And for me, like, and it was 100 miles round trip from my house to the studio. So the paycheck was eating up the gas.
Yes.
So I was like, I have to like literally save money or I'm gonna be like in debt. So what I did, I slept in my car for like the winter months, the fall months. For 6 months, I was sleeping in my car. I would go to the gym, brush my teeth, take a shower at 24 Hour Fitness, and basically sleep in my car till I had to go to work at 5 a.m. So I did that for 6 months. And when it got cold during the winter time, I turned on the heater just to warm me up. So I was like literally parked in the park and like fearing for like the unknown because I didn't know like anything.
Exactly.
So then the show ended and I'm like, now what am I gonna do? I'm out of a job. And then one of the producers was like, Mark, I love your personality. I'm like, really? She goes, I just got a job at MTV. And I'm like, and she's like, I'm a casting producer now and I want you to be my casting assistant. And I'm like,
ooh,
casting assistant. She's like, you just have to like bring people to MTV with shows like Next and Parental Control. So you have to bring 15 people to Santa Monica, California, and I'll decide if they're meant to be on television or not. I'm like, done. So I went out into the parks, in the beaches. I went to clubs. I went to the grocery store. I didn't find not only 15 people, I found over 30 people to actually go to the MTV castings on Fridays. So I got quickly promoted from casting assistant to casting producer. So I worked there for 3 years. I'm like, wow, I love this office.
Wow.
Oh my. 401k.
What about the money? They gave you a good...
I've never seen so many zeros on a paycheck.
Oh, yes.
So safe to say, no more sleeping in the car.
Exactly.
Yes, no more sleeping in the car. No more sleepless nights. And Jay, Cass, and Jesse, I was like, wow, this is the life. I was like literally having casting assistants.
Partying too.
And I was deciding who goes on TV and who doesn't. And so what? I was, and then you guys, I get another call. Ring, ring. I'm like, hello, this is Mark. Hi, Mark. This is the Tyra Banks Show. And I'm like, hi, how can I help you? We heard of your casting skills. We want you to be the booking producer on the Tyra Banks Show. I'm like, me? And she's like, I'm like, I don't have experience in talk show world. My experience is dating and game shows. They're like, just come. They want to see you. So then I drove all the way to Los Angeles and I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, Mark, Tyra and the executives would like to see you now. And then I'm like, oh my God, here comes this beautiful Tyra Banks with her executive producers. It felt like slow motion Charlie's Angels coming
in. Oh my
God,
yeah.
Oh my God, my thighs were quivering. My I'm like sweating inside. And then they're like, Tyra's like, so why do you want to work for me? And I'm like, well, I want to work from you because I am hungry. I am motivated. I'm a huge fan of yours. And I've done casting in multiple jobs in MTV. And I would like to pursue my career in the talk show world. And then after that, I got hired.
On the spot?
On the spot again, Los Angeles to New York. And I love New York because...
You live here for how long?
I was in New York for 3 years, and I lived here like majority of my life. But that's when I was like in the celebrity world. I was producing Rihanna. I was producing Beyonce. I was literally in the thick of Hollywood in New York City. And for me, producing Rihanna was like a dream come true, because I was a huge fan of Rihanna. And for her to be like me talking to Rihanna and her telling her stories, it was like, wow, like this is a dream come true from a small town boy in the Philippines with big dreams, and now I'm at the Big Apple. Like, this doesn't happen overnight.
I'm blown away. But oh my God, before we continue that producing, okay, we'll stop with Rihanna. I'm curious, right? Like, the casting, right? So,
yes.
I mean, they've only asked for 15, and then you brought like 20, 30, right?
Yes.
So I want to know, like, what did you do, like, for you to, I'm sure, I mean, is it hard to cast all this? Did you grab all those good-looking guys and girls? So, cuento, just walk us through how you did that.
I do. I have these things, it's a secret. I have this thing called the ABCs. So as a casting producer, I learned, and this is my thing, it's not even like on the World Wide Web or anything like that. So it's called Mark Anthony Nicholas's ABCs. You have to have these A, B, and C's to actually get through to television if I'm your casting producers.
Okay.
A, you have to have the attitude. You have to have the attitude. You have to like know it, you know? You have to be the attitude, a positive attitude, like an uplifting attitude. You need to have an attitude when it comes to television. You have to have the B, the beauty and the brains. Not only the beauty outside, but also the beauty inside. You have to have the beauty and the brains. You could be beautiful all you want, but you have to have that kind of like knowledge of what you're doing. Yes. So you have the A, the attitude, the B, the beauty and the brains, and the C for me is confidence. You can't be walking into the camera like, oh, hi, how are you? You have to command the room. Like,
I'm very shy. Oh, my God.
And I'm here. What is it that you need from me? And I will tell you what I can do for you. So those are the ABCs, Mark Anthony Nicholas ABCs, when it comes to casting.
Oh, hindi na siya secret. Thank you very much for
sharing that. So, do we have that? I don't know. Like, I think it's hard to. I mean,
you know what, you, Jesse and Jake, you have the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, honey.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so.
You have the alphabet.
There you go. Oh, so wait. So, okay, so that casting, right? But I know casting, okay, it's hard, but producing is harder.
It
right?
is.
I'm
it
sure.
Is.
So how did you do? How did you learn doing producing? And what does a producer do?
Oh, yeah. Explain mo sa amin pala. What is producing nga ba?
Exactly.
So producing is actually coming up with a creative thought in mind. So basically, I'll just give an example. So Taylor Swift. So if they say, hey, Mark, your next guest is Taylor Swift. So then I, as a producer, am working with a publicist. And is what does Taylor need from me to get her on the show and to be on television? So basically, I come up with the questions that the hosts are going to be asking Taylor, right? So oh, I'm going to be looking at all the talk shows that Taylor has been interviewing, because this is my number one like thing. I do not like to ask the same question if a talk show has already asked it, because it becomes redundant and I'm not doing my research.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically that's what I'm doing, is I do all my research, and then I need things to go viral. I don't want to be like, hi, you know, what's your mom's name? What's your brother's name? Like, I don't want that. Like, I need something to be like, wow, these viewers at home. And also I do like playing games with like these celebrities. So basically she was promoting her CD 1989. So basically I came up with a game called 1989, which came first, Taylor Swift or this object? So basically what came first, 1989? Taylor Swift or Legos? Taylor Swift or this can of Spam? So it's like,
Oh my God,
that just made me hungry. Wait a minute.
Wow, okay.
What came first, Taylor Swift or JCast. Like, those are the kind of things that, like, you need to have fun with these celebrities and make it, like, people drawn to it, too. So it's like,
but were you able to talk to Taylor directly, though?
Yeah, she actually gave me an autographed signature, too. Do you want to see it?
Oh, let me see. If you don't mind. Oh, my gosh.
Taylor Swift autograph.
But, asa yet? Pero alam mo, ang hirap na, no? I mean, think about it. You need to be so creative, as
and
if like you're taking
and
drugs.
Quick on your brain. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And this is her butt.
I'm trying to figure out what that was.
This is her belt.
Is that your butt or hers? So you said
that's her butt. That's her butt. Yes. So this is Taylor Swift of her signature.
Wow, on her butt.
Oh
my God, you're so lucky. Wait, I'm curious, like, how do you come up with all these ideas? Because imagine you have to create ideas almost every day.
And not replicate it.
And different from other
shows. And not replicate,
You can't replicate that. It is hard to do it. That's why, like, I feel like I take my time when it comes to celebrities, when it comes to anything. And not only do I deal with celebrities, Jesse and JCast, I actually deal with regular people. Like, I cast, like, a woman who is a single mother, who has two children. She slept in her living room. The children slept in their bedroom. And she built a candle business. So what I did is I got a sponsor to surprise her with $25,000 in cash for her to actually build her business up. So not only do I deal with celebrities, I deal with real people, I deal with authors, I deal with experts. So as a producer, you have to make sure that all these people are not alike. An author is not a celebrity. A celebrity is not an expert. An expert is not a human interest person. They're all different. So you have to treat them differently. And for me, sometimes what I do is I'm at home and I just process it, and I Google them. I see what they've done in the past. I don't want to do that because, you know me, I hate duplicating things. And I just type and write. And if I'm producing Taylor Swift, I'll play her music, and I'll get a vibe for her, and I'll just, like, listen to her words or her lyrics. Maybe that will spawn me to say, like, hey, when you said, now we have bad blood, what did you actually mean by that? And where were you at that time and phase of your life? So when it comes to celebrities, when it's musicians, I listen to their music. When it comes to actors like Brad Pitt, I'll watch their television show. So I can actually get their sense of energy when I do meet them in real life.
Wow. But I'm sure.
Every producer is different. Like, my producing skills is so different from another producer's producing skills. So
wow! Plus, on top of that, yeah, you're the best.
you're the best. Yes, of course.
Plus, on top of that, you have to deal with, of course, the writers, the director, the floor director, and everyone, because you're the main producer.
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So basically, I go on the meetings and I let everyone know, hey, we need to get to this question. It's very important to them. We have to show this clip of when they were 8 years old, when they're blowing out their birthday cake. Hey, just to let you know, there's a surprise factor because they love Shania Twain. So we get Shania Twain to zoom in and surprise them. So it's like a lot of things going on all in 5 minutes. And but it's like you guys too. It's a live show, so you just have to be on point.
It's true.
Is this like a 9-to-5 job, or I'm thinking that you're on call 24/7. Is it like that?
No. So basically, it's Monday through Friday. The talk is from like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. But I love it though. I love it because I get weekends off. Yes. I get to like talk to you guys. I have a life. For me, it's all about career and life balance.
Yes.
If there's too much career, there's no life at all.
Exactly.
Life, no career. So you have to have that kind of pendulum swing when it comes to life in general, and just have that balance in life. Because, you know, after this interview, I'm going to be like, you know, going out to dinner with my friends.
Getting lit.
Exactly. Getting lit. Wait, I'm sure, speaking of balance, I'm sure the love life is balanced too.
Ayan I'm na, assuming. Ang question ni Jessie.
I'm assuming.
So,
sorry, nasa mid siya.
Ayan. Okay.
Anyway.
There's a potential boy in my life right now. We've been talking for 6 months and he's amazing. He's not in the entertainment industry. He doesn't own a television. So all he does is just like watch me talk, and I honestly I was telling my friend Denmark, he like worships the ground I walk on, and that's like not real life in Hollywood, because I date a lot of guys, don't get me wrong, but a lot of guys use me and abuse me. Yeah. And I have to see the bigger picture in life, because I've dated celebrities before. I've dated publicists before, dated actors. And some of them, you know, because they've been on television screen. But this guy.
Sino, joke. What?
Later.
Later. Later, we'll talk like on off cam. Okay, yes. Go. And then.
But this guy, he's so different because he's not Filipino. And. He's 39 years old and he's turning 40. And literally, I was having dinner with him like 2 weeks ago. And then he started crying. And then he started going, "What?" And I'm like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "You make me so happy." And I'm he's literally crying. And he's like, "You make me so happy. Like, you're literally a dream come true." And I'm like, "Me?" I'm like,
you were looking around like, "Wait a minute.
Do I look like Virgin Mary?"
Where am I? And then he's like, "Mark, you are everything that I've dreamed of. You make me so happy. And it's not your lifestyle. It's not what you do. It's for the person you are inside." And I'm like, "Oh my God, wow." And I'm like, "But you're really crying because of me?" He's like, "Yes, I'm crying because of you." And wow. I'm like, "Oh my God, here's some tears."
Hindi naman siya nag-a-apply, ha?
Hindi naman.
Maging guest.
I know. But I, like, there is an issue. It's long distance relationship.
Oh, where does he live?
Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Oh,
but you know what? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Wait
it's
lang.
True. It's so true.
Hindi ko makalimutan yung sinabi mo eh. Yung walang TV. To me, you know what? I spoke to a guy like a few days ago too, and he said he doesn't have TV too. That's kind of a red flag to me. Hindi siya red flag
sa'yo. Why is it a red flag?
I don't know, because you know what?
Norm. It's not the norm.
Yeah, because like no TV. And I like watching my shows and streaming. And I feel like that's parang a shared experience. So
I think it's because the phone, because of the, you know, maybe, like that phone.
But he does watch shows on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the phone is kind of like a television.
It is.
All right,
we always scroll and we always like are on it. So it's, TV is meant to be entertaining purposes. The phone can be entertaining purposes.
Okay.
Actually, it's already in lieu of TV is the phone and right, iPad. Right. And it's so high tech right
you,
now.
They say the average American spends 40% more time on their phone than they do in television.
Oh my
God. Which is true. I do believe it.
Yeah.
Well, so you mentioned that you dated a lot, right? And then you think like this is the guy. But do you have like a specific, you know, like type? Do you have like or blue blonde eyes? You know, a blue eyes, blonde, tall, or machismo, or.
I honestly love all ethnicities.
Okay,
but for me, I am attracted to Filipino guys, and I just think
really?
Filipino guys are just so handsome. Of course, their family virtues are up to par. I speak their language, Lola, Lolo, Mahakita, everything like that. And I just think that we do share a commonality, which is family and food and friends. So that's kind of family, food, and friends is an intertwining kind of thing between
exactly.
I've dated Filipinos like for so long, and like Filipino celebrities as well. some of them are still in the closet.
Talaga, sino yan? Isa lang, please.
Mama, yeah.
It's just the Mark, three of us. Nobody will know.
May milakan si Mark at bukas tatawagan kita. But Mark, wait. Hold on. So how will... Oh God, I can't... I'm thinking like... 2-3 people. That will be, I'm
gonna ask. There's a lot of tea today.
Yeah,
oh my
tea,
God.
Tea, tea. Let's drink tea, to that. Tea. Let's drink to that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's question drink to is, that.
Yeah. Yeah. But
no, I was dating the Filipino celebrity, and then he just didn't want to. He was in the closet. And
okay.
He's a very popular guy, and he was just like in the closet. And I just felt like, for me, I'm a very proud and loud and open person that I just couldn't do it anymore. Okay. So what I did is just that, like, I just cut ties with him and I wished him well.
Ang hirap nun. Oh my God. Ano ba, Phil M actor or Philip or sa local sa Pinas?
Stop. You know what? Yeah, let's end that conversation.
Hello?
But what's the initial? Just kidding.
We're not gonna give up, Jesse. Oh my
just
God.
Kidding.
We're not moving on.
The initial is
Direk ayaw magsabi. Oh my God. I love
but
this.
How I'm just curious, huh? Like, how can you discern if that person, or it doesn't have to be a boyfriend or someone that you like or who likes you, even a friend, or, you know, like, how can you discern if that person is not just using you because you have so many connections?
No, it happens a lot. And I think that the more times that happens to me, the more I get wiser for me. There's a lot of people that always, like, ride on my coattails or drop my name,
yeah.
Which is unfortunate because, like, it's very sad because people should be able to have success on their own and not by using other people's names or other people's successes. And for me, I never wrote on anyone's coattails or I never, like, dropped any names. I literally was serving breadsticks from Olive Garden.
Yes. Olive Gardens, yes.
And now I'm serving Emmys.
Serving face, serving fashion.
Serving everything. My-
yeah, so, like, for me, I always try to, like, I want to understand why people, you know, always use not only my name, but other people's names as well. But, you know, I know these people and I just, like, drop them and I just go on with my life. And they could talk all they want about me. I honestly don't care because the more they talk about me, it just ignites a fire in me that I'll say, bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye. Bye, girl.
But you still, you filtering out, you know, these bad entities and users. I'm assuming you still have, like, a good number of people within you, like, a support, real people, right? Like, group of friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like checkers. There's, like, you know, the horses and all those. And I'm the king. And there's so many people that you have to go through, like, in checkers to pawn everyone. I have probably, like, you have to infiltrate me, like, 10,000 times to get to me. So it's like a game of checkers. Checkmate, you're dead.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.
I
okay,
love
wow.
your energy. Oh, my God. I love your energy. But wait. Okay, so you've been in, different talk shows, but what happened during pandemic? Like, how did you manage to change, you know, the different, because there's no more live. So did you come up with something
suddenly,
new idea? How did you switch? I'm sure, because imagine, it's hard to create being so imaginative during a live show, but what about the...
A no-show, a non-live show.
So how did you come up with that? Like, how did you survive?
I survived. It's called TikTok.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So I was on TikTok and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing right now, but I needed to entertain myself and I needed to create content. And for me, like, I don't even cook. And I tried Mark's cooking channel kind of thing. And I was literally cooking adobo and egg rolls, and I honestly didn't even know what that was. And what I was doing is just, I was just like trying to cook, like, hey guys, this is adobo. You put soy sauce here and garlic here, and I'm like, girl, it looked like a burnt chicken.
Did you eat it though, or no? You threw it away, or
No, I threw it away. Oh, no, most people didn't even want it.
But were you able to be successful in cooking at least and learn? Or no, you just didn't want to do it anymore?
I was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. My God. Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like during the pandemic, it honestly opened my eyes. Like, we were all by ourselves for like a year or two.
Yes.
By ourselves, just like, I started journaling more. I want to write a children's book. So basically, that's one of the things like I always wanted to do is write a children's book.
Oh, wow.
One of my mom's favorite word was believe.
Okay.
And so for me, like, I want to have that word kind of like in the title, like believe in yourself and inspire like little girls and little boys into just, you know, being themselves authentically. Like, you don't have to, you know, be someone you're not. For me, you know, I grew up as a feminine boy. I was bullied as a child. Literally, like in high school, I remembered the football players would push me against the locker room and just literally pick me up and throw my full body in the garbage can. And that was in high school. And that was many years ago, but you just don't forget that kind of thing. Yeah.
I thought
that's just in the movie.
Not like you... Not as much as you are just being pushed by these varsity players. They're handsome and all, but you know what? They're mean during that time. But not being thrown in the garbage. Do you feel like it scarred you up to now, even with all your success? Because I feel like it is.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I remember in the fifth grade, I was drinking off a water fountain. And then the guys in the back of me like, ew, we can't drink from that fountain. He has cooties. Now it's bacteria. Don't drink from there, you guys. And no one drank from that water fountain like the whole entire week because they literally thought it was infested with cooties and bacteria. So at the age of even at fifth grade, like, it scarred me. And that was like many, many years ago that happened. And then when I'm walking into the boys' restroom, they're like, what are you doing? You don't belong in the boys' restroom. You belong in the girls' restroom. But as a child in elementary school, like, you always remember those things. And like,
yes.
God, it was bad back then when I was a kid. Imagine kids now with like their cell phones and their cameras,
yeah,
and the internet. Like, I think it's harder now, but you know, those things, you know, they always say, what is that called? Words and stones made big by bones, but words can never hurt me. But words do hurt you. And
Definitely,
right?
Sometimes, yeah, they're mas matulis pa siya sa ano eh, sa actual weapons.
Sharper than the actual, yeah.
Right, because you guys remember the hurtful things that a family member has said or your best friend has said.
True, actually.
Remember that more than the good. It's only human nature that we always remember the bad versus the good, although we do think of the good. But because we remember the bad, because it doesn't happen every day. And that's why we think about it more, because
exactly.
We always say, I love you and I like you and I want to hug you. That happens every day. But when something bad happens, which happens once in a blue moon, it's human.
It sticks to you, yeah. It's inculcated in your mind.
We always never forget that in our mind.
True. But, and you know what, Mark, what's sad about it? The person who bullied you or bully that person doesn't even remember after like, let's say 10 years from now, he won't even remember the scars that, you know, that he inculcated in your heart, in your head, right? For them, it's like, life must go on, but
it was
you're
nothing.
Like,
it was just foolish high schoolness. And
yeah.
Then the time we're kids.
Did you ever meet them? Or at least like...
No, I did post it 1 year for Pride. I said in a post on my Facebook page, I said, you know, I'm proud, I am loud, and I'm happy who I am. And for all the bullies and all the haters that have caused my life as a childhood to be horrible, like, and I said, I will never forget what you guys did. So there's people that actually Facebook messaged me and they said, hey, Mark, I'm so sorry for what I did in high school. I'm so sorry for what I did in elementary school. We were just kids. I didn't know better. And for me, it was just like, wow, like, kids will be kids, but those things that you do as a kid, you'll always remember as an adult. So for me, sure. It's like I didn't hold a grudge when these people came forth and apologized to me. What I did, I just said graciously, with grace, I said, thank you. And that's it. And I didn't scold them. I didn't say, like, this is what you did to me. Because they know how hurtful it is. People that are bullies know the things that they've done or the things that they said, which is sad. But bullies, I feel that, have been bullied as well. So it's kind of like a ripple effect.
It's like hurt people, something like that.
Yes.
But Mark, you were bullied, right? And it was sad during that time when you're growing up. Did you also use this as a fire within yourself so that you could be who you are right now?
I did. For me, it did ignite a flame and a passion for me. Not as like they say, for me, success is the best form of revenge.
Exactly.
And I totally agree with it, because all these people are at the same place where they were many years ago. But for me, I have risen to the occasion. I was from Olive Garden, then MTV, then the Tyra Banks Show, then the Ellen DeGeneres Show, then The Talk, and now here I am over a glass or two.
Oh, thank you very much. Maybe you went just up like and you went down.
You just, from there, you were just like me.
This is the start of your story. you made a mistake with this show. Oh my god!
We just started like pandemic and we were bored. It just so happened that Direct JV is really techie because he loves these things, and we were like, we love to talk and drink. So we're like, you know what? Let's just produce. We don't even know what the heck we're doing, but we just started it, and it from there it grew.
One of the silver linings of the pandemic.
Yes.
And look at where you guys are now. Like, I am so proud of you guys. You guys
have seen
your videos on YouTube, and I'm just a huge fan of both of you.
Coming from you, oh my god, having goosebumps.
Oh my god, you can certainly say, oh my god, you're the only one. You're the only Filipino American representing us in prestigious American and Hollywood shows.
Galing talaga. Kiyosa, what about, ito lang, during those times that you were bullied, right? Did you ever, usually the kids, they usually cry and go to their mom and make sumbong. Like, mom, dad, look what they did to me. And then you want the parents to go to the school and then talk to their parents too. And, things like that. Did you ever do that?
Yes, I did tell my mom, like, this is what happened to me. And, as a mother, she was just like, Anak, it's okay, everything is gonna be okay. And then the next day she went to McDonald's and bought all the kids 30 hamburgers to make them like me.
Bribing. she went to the bribing route.
she went to the bribing route. My mother, I'm like, mom, where are we going? And she's like, we're going to McDonald's. I'm like, why? She's like, I'm buying all your classmates cheeseburgers. I'm like, why? She's like, they're gonna like you after this.
Did it work? Because Mark,
did it work?
I will like you for a burger.
I was like, what is going on here?
Wait. So your mom, after that, everyone was like, oh my God, we love you, Mark. That's it. Did they stop bullying you?
I mean, they did bully me once, but now at least I got like more friends to like.
Yeah. That's a good tip.
Oh my God. Hamburger.
Oh my God.
Thank you, McDaw.
Salamat. I'm loving it. Oh my, it works, right? But at least your mom is so supportive, right?
She's supportive, yeah. She is supportive.
But okay.
And the thing is that when she took her last breath, I knew that like I wanted to share something with her. I wanted to say that like, mom, like you've made me so proud, and I love you so much, because I honestly had like a minute with her, and I told her how much I love her, and to always protect me, and always to guide me, and to always like be there for me. And I feel like her energy is always with me. I know, even if she died, like her love for me lives on and on and on. I actually have a picture of her in my car on the visor. So yeah, so whenever like I miss her, like I'll flip the visor and then like I'll have a picture of her on her in my car. So it's very special to me everywhere she goes, like even in my house or, you know, in my car or even my work, you know, a mother's love never dies.
Exactly.
We only have one mom.
Exactly. Wow. That's why you're so blessed, because you love your mom so much.
Yes, I right? do with all my heart.
It's true.
May mga kapatid ka ba?
Yes, I have a sister.
Oh, wow. Okay. How old is your sister?
She is 49.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, but you, wait. It's so one, just one sister, right? What was, how did you, I know, what was your parents as like favoritism growing up?
There's two girls.
Two girls? I mean, duh. I'm
saying, I mean, yeah, she has two daughters.
Oh.
Is she as fabulous like you and dressed like you? Like, I know that's your pambahay. Yung kind of
this is my duster.
My duster?
Diba? Ako siya lang duster, te.
Yeah, I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
You're cleaning. My... Pero wait, but how did you, what about like, I know it's all, 1 hour, an hour already, but and I know you have to go somewhere. But I'm curious, how did you come up with, I mean, came out like, you know, like mom, you know, I'm a she-male. I mean, I don't know, like
she-male. Oh, 1980?
I know, right? I'm like, I'm an 80s girl, a baby. Okay, go.
Oh, so, no, look, I told her and then she was like, that's what you were going to tell me? And I'm like, yeah, she goes, oh, honey, I knew that all along. I knew that when you came out of my pukenke.
I knew it.
Like, oh. I knew it, yes. But, like, yeah, so my mother's really cool. Like, she just, like, I used to, like, curl her eyelashes, and we used to, like, go shopping, and we used to have dinner dates. We used to karaoke, watch American Idol. So, basically, we were, like, best friends.
What about your dad?
My dad is still alive. He remarried to Ruby, which I love. My dad is 75 years old and Ruby is 55 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
So basically, like, me and Ruby are like best friends. We talk together. We go out. She comes over here. Aww. And we're just like amazing.
My
you
God.
Know how some people don't like their stepmothers? Like, I love my stepmom.
Your stepmom. Oh, diba? Meron kang stepmom na you love.
Yeah, yes. And you know what? I'm sure your family is so proud of you. We're all proud of you. Of your success.
Kakaiba ka grabe. Nasa iyo ang corona. Ikaw ang Miss Universe.
I know. Ito pa, promise, last question ko. Did you ever like even thought about like I want to be on TV screen, like
yes.
as an actor?
Yes.
As a, I want to be a celebrity, like acting.
I do want to be I want to go to the Filipino network or anything like that. I'm going to like voice it out there that I do want to be an on-camera talent for the Philippines. I honestly have the personality. I know that. I do have the charisma and the silliness and also the seriousness. You have to have that fine line of seriousness and silliness when it comes to being on television. And I feel that I exude that as well. Being a producer, like I know what people want and I'll give that to them as well. And so sharing my life is like an open book. It's like you get what you read and you read what you get, and I'm just all for it.
Yeah. What you see is what you get.
We'll watch you on teleserye? One of the teleserye, di ba? Movies with Piolo Pascual, with Katniel, with... Oh my God! You never know.
And of course, and your new show coming up this late this year, di ba? Yes,
you have a new show coming up.
Yes,
I'm social so proud na social. Of
you. Grabe.
And I'm gonna be in the Philippines next month.
Oh, you are for how
vacation
long?
Or for work?
It's a surprise.
Ah. It's a surprise. It's a surprise. How long will you stay in the Philippines?
I'm gonna be there for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Ooh.
But yeah, so it's not going to be announced what I'm actually doing there till mid-May. But it's going to be exciting.
Oh my wow. God. I'm excited for you. Nakuabangan namin yan, no? Grabe.
It's going to be big.
Oh, you better fill us in because definitely we will promote it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Before that show starts, we want to, you know, invite you again.
Yeah, I'll probably be in the Philippines and then... We always could Zoom or
awesome. Yes. Like, and then we can, you know, we can discuss about it. And
we can kiki some more.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe you can show your boyfriend by that time.
Canadian.
Like, alam mo, I want to meet you in person.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to have a blast.
I know.
Like, when are you coming? Do you have plans to go to New York anytime soon?
I'll make myself available. I am off the whole month of August and the whole month of December.
Nice. Oh no. Yeah. Baka maybe you want to go,
you know, like inuman, yung totoong inuman.
Yeah. Right?
No. I do love New York. I lived there for 3 years. It's just the energy and the vibe. It's the sleepless nights, and it's just an amazing place to like be. You guys are so lucky.
Yeah, it's glamorous and dirty at the same time. You have
and
to accept
dirty
both
at the same time.
In order to enjoy.
But you never did. You ever picture yourself living here for? I mean, as in not living here for another 5-10 years, or California is really your home?
LA is my home.
I know. I wish I can stay in LA too.
That's
tired of
the job
this freaking cold.
And the moolah.
And the moolah is there,
oh,
right?
Wait. Hindi ako papayag na mag-end itong episode nito and not asking you
that question.
My
favorite question,
which of course I got from RuPaul anyway. I stole it and not copyrighted.
So, okay.
Mark, when you have a chance to travel back in time and talk to your young self, what are you going to tell him?
Yes. I would say, Monica, do you. Don't let anyone steer the wrong path for your destiny. You are a king and no one will ever replace you. Your success is the best and you are the best. Hey.
Love it.
Zorro Z snaps. Yes.
My God, thank you so much, Mark.
We love you so much, Mark.
I'm so excited to meet you in person. I know
you.
That you have to go somewhere, but I don't know, let's tomorrow or this week, let's chit-chat, even for a few minutes, okay? You text tayo, ha? Yeah. My God, I'm so excited.
May chismis ka pang sasabihin sa amin mamaya.
Oh, yeah, I'll text you why I'm going to be in the Philippines.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay. So, I mean, at least you have a new friends here in New York.
Yeah.
When you come back, right?
And you always have a friend in me.
Oh, and Kenneth Barlis too, we love.
Yes.
Nagchismisa kami ni Kenneth Barlis hanggang for 2 hours ata. Si ko, Kenneth, 2 o'clock na una ng umadaling araw dito. Sabi niya, ay, sorry. So anyways, okay, so before we let you go, would you like to give everyone, like, you know, a message, especially to those, you know, to those Filipino Americans, or not just Filipino Americans, anyone that who wants to follow your footsteps and who's probably right now they're like in the middle of nowhere. They don't know where they're going. They don't know if what's gonna happen, if there's still hope. So can you give them an advice?
Yeah, you know, I was a small time boy living in the Philippines with big dreams, and for me, honestly, just use your voice and speak your dreams out into existence. Always tell people what your dreams are. Always share with people what your dreams are. If I didn't tell my dreams and my hopes to that cocktail server at Olive Garden, I wouldn't know where I'd be. So utilize your voice, because your voice is an instrument. And if I didn't know what I was doing, I would gladly speak into existence what I want the world to know. And I want the world to know that you are special and you are enough. Don't let anyone persuade you other than your life is your life. And whatever you choose, the path you want, go for it. There's no wrong or right. You live the best life that you can. Because these are for you and for the whole Filipino community. And I'm here, I am living proof that anything could happen. With truth and determination and motivation, anything could happen. Mabuhay.
Wow!
Oh my God!
I feel like that's the best answer for Miss Universe.
Yeah, you're the winner amongst winners.
Yes!
We don't have that. Oh my God, nobody. Oh my God. Walang Filipino may ganyan. Sino ba meron?
Oh my, and I thank you.
So do you talk to them or polish them every day? Do you have the names for them?
I don't have time for that, Jacob.
Oh my God, grabe. So proud, grabe.
I do sometimes use it as a cup holder.
Oh, there you go. Yun lang naman.
It's functional and beautiful. And meaningful, di ba?
Right? Yun lang. Cup holder lang naman. Cup holder, my God.
Just this. Each one weighs 15 pounds.
Really?
It looks like it's so heavy. Yeah.
My exercise.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Sangla mo na. Nasasangla ba yan? Isang lae, no?
Let's not tell the award-giving body na we want to benta if everything else fails.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Oh my God.
Maraming salamat. Okay, go Jay Cass.
Yeah, thank you, Mark Ogat, for watching this fun and inspirational episode. Don't forget to share this among your family and friends. Oh my God. Thank you for watching us here also on ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumo. Subscribe and follow us there. Also follow us on our socials on Ogat Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram as well. And of course, thank you very much for watching us here on the Filipino channel TFC, and click us and stream us on Want TFC. Oh my God, Idol Mark Anthony Nicholas.
Yes,
thank
Mark.
You very much for kicking with us and giving us inspiration and hope, you know, to be like you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, let's have our last toast for this morning, yes. Guys.
We're so proud of you. Oh, my God. Go.
Mark Ogat and Mark and Jesse, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it
over a glass or two.
Bye, Mark. We love you. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Oh, 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 oh